I had Rachel Vassar here, and she is really helping high performers with dealing with their stress levels and their health, because she's a holistic coach, right? She's a health coach who is the CEO of Experience Health, and she is really wise for her age. And the reason I say for her age is because she's younger and experienced, because she's been doing this, I said, from the womb. I mean, we're talking about it. Her knowledge is so extensive. And if you're somebody who's a high achiever and you are having like a bunch of issues with health and thyroid and like how to manage that, and you know, you're going all the time, but then you crash, this is the episode for you, because she leaves a lot of wisdom on the table. And I want you guys to really be inspired and empowered by her, because she is really, really great at helping you with health challenges, overcoming weight loss resistance, how to restore your energy. I mean, it is absolutely a phenomenal episode. So go ahead and check it out. Get your pen and paper out and enjoy this episode, because you're really, truly going to enjoy this. All right. See you there. What up, party people? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I am so excited that you're here. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, all that great stuff, because we are growing this thing, okay? We are growing this community. I think we're at like 150,000 downloads, something like crazy like that. I never thought I would see the day, but it is so freaking cool that you guys come here, you invest your time, you listen to the amazing guests that we have. And I truly love finding like the best humans on the planet I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And today I am thrilled to welcome Rachel Vassar. She is the CEO and online holistic health coach at Experience Health. Okay, with over a decade of experience in health and fitness, she has a bachelor's in kinesiology, I always say that wrong, a minor in psychology, and certifications in personal training and nutrition coaching, a functional health coach, right? She's like amazing, all right? And the first time I met her, I'm like, oh yeah, you're gonna be on the show for sure, right? Rachel has guided hundreds of men and women to heal their bodies and achieve remarkable transformation. Now, this is what I love the most. She specializes in helping high achievers identify the root causes of their health challenges and overcome weight loss resistance and restore energy using holistic science-backed approach. Now, I know that many of you are high achievers. I'm one of them. And we're always trying to go out there and race and do our thing and never identify the root causes of our health challenges. And I think, Rachel, we might have touched a little bit on this when we met the first time, but I am battling a bunch of autoimmune conditions, you know, due to the high achievements, right? Always going for the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and just not pausing. And now I'm just about hitting menopause. The weight loss is not coming off, right? It's like not coming off, even if I try my hardest to do the intermittent fasting and do the this and do the that. So I'm glad you're here, because I want to hear about your story, because you have an impactful story and a story that I know many people are either have gone through or are going through. So the first question off the gate is, who are you, Rachel? So let's get into that. Who are you?
Who am I? Well, you kind of gave me a really good introduction there. So beyond that, do you want me to like start with kind of like my history and like my
husband? Start wherever you feel comfortable starting. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I've been in the fitness like industry for a really long time. I grew up as an athlete ever since I was four. I competed nationally in martial arts. So I was pretty much awesome. A born fighter, born high achiever type person. So it was kind of ingrained in me ever since I was a kid. After that, I got into powerlifting. But kind of when I got into powerlifting, that was when I decided that I wanted to become a coach at 14 years old. And that was when like the obsession started. And my type of obsession was like any free time that I had, I was reading like scientific articles as a 14-year-old girl. I don't know.
That's awesome.
I thought it was interesting. I loved learning. I wanted to learn as much as I can. And then I actually became a certified nutrition coach at 17 years old. And then certified personal trainer, began in-person personal training when I was 18 years old.
Wow.
So it was kind of a very compressed time frame very early in my life. I was very ready to do it. But with that, kind of like what started my path towards holistic health coaching away from just like personal training, let's like figure out your macros type of thing, was the overstress from not only just like that, training really hard as an athlete. And then I got into college for kinesiology and I was working as an in-person personal trainer. Eventually I started my business. I was prepping for a powerlifting competition all at the same time. So I was doing a lot, incredibly overstressed, not sleeping enough, not eating enough because I had restrictive eating disorder because I wanted to have a certain picture to right. what I was doing. You know what I mean? And so I pretty much overstressed my body, which led to, I just say generally chronic disease because I did not go to the doctor because I didn't have insurance at that time to get diagnosed with anything, but I had chronic bloating, chronic fatigue, chronic pain literally everywhere, not just like, oh, my neck hurts. Like it was literally every single joint. Yeah. My muscles would hurt. I had nerve pain down my arms, down my legs. It was definitely excruciating. What else? I also had like amenorrhea for a while as well because of the restrictive eating disorder. Right. And then that's kind of like the main things that I was dealing with then. And I kind of just like worked through it as much as I could, but eventually it got so bad actually where at my powerlifting competition, I had to like fail a lift because I literally felt like my shoulders were going to rip off because of wow. the pain. And so I was like, okay, I need to like fix this. So, you know, not really knowing what was going on, I was like, okay, let's go to a physical therapist because I have pain. And then I also went to a health coach. I don't forgot her exact like title. I think it was like integrative health practitioner or something like that to try to like fix my gut because I had chronic bloating and it was incredibly uncomfortable. And that did not work literally at all because I didn't get to the root. I wasn't addressing why these symptoms were happening in the first place, which is right. because of stress, right? My nervous system was extremely dysregulated. I was pretty much living in a dissociative state all of the time. And, you know, because I was dealing with all of that emotionally and with such a dysregulated nervous system, no amount of physical therapy, no amount of exercises, no amount of supplements was going to help me. And it did not help me until I was able to address my root causes of the health issues in the first place. So from then, I dove into holistic health coaching, got education in it, healed my body to where I don't experience bloating. I have limitless energy, so much confidence. I healed in the middle of that. I also struggle with binge eating disorder too. So I overcame a couple eating disorders as well. The binge eating was honestly just because I had so many nutrient deficiencies from starving my body for so long. Yeah. Plus, you know, there was a whole, I was going through a lot back then, but honestly, most of it was probably just nutrient deficiencies, if I'm going to be completely honest. But I overcame that to now have complete food freedom. I don't even track nutrition anymore. I'm able to trust, you know, my body will tell me what it needs to eat type of thing. And so like my transformation from then to now is definitely a complete 180. And that is why I do what I do now, because I want to help other people because I see so many people struggling and living a life like I was back then. And I just want to help them get out of that and be able to experience health again.
Yeah, that's really beautiful. And also, you know, your story resonated with me with some other, you know, people I know in my life and, you know, people that I've worked with because they were in competitions and stuff as well. And I realize sometimes that causes the eating disorder because there's so much pressure on you guys to look a certain way and be a certain way and have a certain amount of strength and all that kind of stuff. And I've heard that. Like, is that something that you find pretty common in that world of like powerlifting and weightlifting and all that kind of stuff? Or are people getting more savvy maybe about nutrition and that? Or, you know, how do you find that space?
I'd honestly say that powerlifting probably has the least amount of issues when it comes to disordered eating patterns, just because like we're purely focused on strength and everyone there is like super sweet, super like a lot of powerlifters come in many different shapes and sizes because it's purely just about strength. It may cause some people to develop some eating patterns if they think they want to learn look a certain way. But in other sports, for sure, that is a really, really common thing, especially for females, especially young females. They usually have some sort of a disordered eating pattern because they think that they should look a certain way, for sure. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed that. And, you know, like even like with people that I've spoken to in like the beauty industry, right? Like people who do pageants and things like that, like that's a serious sport for them, right? Yeah. And it seems like something that they also struggle with, right? Like they've had these stories where they, you know, have anorexia or then they have the binge eating. And that's just so unhealthy for the body. But, you know, you've helped a lot of people and a lot of like people achieve like this transformation, right? So what's the most common root cause? Because you mentioned it. And so I want to dig into that. What's the most common root cause that you see holding these high achievers back from experiencing this optimal health that you have now? What's that root do you see that's most common?
Most common is definitely stress. Of course, there are like a lot of different other little things that can be going on there, which we want to uncover as well. But when it comes down to it, if you don't address your stress and your ability to manage your stress, the other root causes literally just don't matter.
Because
if you're trying all these different supplements, trying all these different exercises for physical therapy, it will not matter at all if your nervous system is extremely dysregulated. So when it comes down to it, it definitely is stress because of how stress affects the body and how stress affects the other root causes, you could say, that could be going on as well.
So how do you guide them through that, right? So, okay, let's say that they are identifying with you and you're like, hell yeah, I'm stressed. You know what I'm saying? Or like me, who didn't think I was ever stressed. I'll be honest with you, Rachel. I always thought I just was functioning. Like I was just high functioning, right? And so I didn't realize that I had a chronic stress issue, you know, where I was constantly in a state of stress, but didn't know it. It was just a part of my DNA because I, even as a child, right, I had a very abusive, you know, upbringing and all that kind of stuff. So I just always was on survival mode, right? Always survival mode. So always stressed, always high achieving, always going after the goal because I didn't want to be worthless or I didn't want to be, you know, not good enough or all that kind of stuff, right?
Yes.
So I'm very curious. What's that?
I said, oh my gosh, yes. I can.
Yeah. You can relate, right? Yeah. So what, how do you got like, okay, so somebody's listening right now because I do have a lot of high achievers that listen to this and because a lot of them are CEOs and entrepreneurs and like they're out there doing their thing. But okay, so they know that, okay, stress is the root cause, right? How do you guide them through that? Like, do you have an approach that you can share with them on how to maybe even identify and then maybe get the first steps of getting through that?
Yeah. So are you talking about like leading them through it here on the podcast now?
What's that? Say that
again.
Are you
talking about like leading them through it on the like right now?
Yeah. Like just give them like a tip of like if you'll know your stress if like, you know, like this is a symptom. And just start here. Like maybe do this one thing. Like what would you give them as that tip?
Yeah. So let's see here. There are so many ways that I can go with this, but the biggest way that you can know that you're stressed is if you have energy on any certain, or I guess like any extreme, if that makes sense. So for me, I didn't have low energy in the beginning. I had incredibly high energy all the time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, later I had absolutely no energy. So what some people may think is they're like, I have a lot of energy. I'm perfectly fine. Right. No, that means your body.
That was me. That was me.
It means your body's pumping out cortisol. You're constantly stressed and you're living in fight or flight, even if you don't know it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then when that happens for too long, your body can't pump out cortisol, which is a stress hormone, for that long. And so it shuts down production of your cortisol or slows down production of your cortisol. And that's when you run into that chronic fatigue issue. So that chronic fatigue issue that so many individuals are running into nowadays is caused by their past. It's not just by random accident, it's caused by their lifestyle and how they have been living. You know, you can only live on high for so long. Yeah. Funny thing that I'll talk about in my podcast sometimes is that I felt like I was a superhuman at that time. That was just all the stress hormones pumped in my body. Because mm-hmm. I was like, I can do anything. I was working out like 3 or 4 times per day.
Wow.
Too. And, you know, doing all the other stuff. And so I felt like I was superhuman. I had so much energy. But of course, as you could see, that only led to chronic fatigue issues. Absolutely. Because right. my body just couldn't do that forever. Some people have different durations that they're able to do that. Some people can last like that for a really long time.
Yeah.
I definitely took a really extreme approach. So it didn't last more than, I don't know, a few years at the peak. But yeah, so those two extremes are two ways that you can definitely tell energy levels. Another way that you can tell is if you have a really common one that many people will notice is irritability.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna be honest. Like yeah. if you're snapping at like family members or stuff like that, it's not because you're like a lot. No one does that on purpose. Let's be honest here. Most yeah. of the time, that's because you have nervous system dysregulation. Hormonal dysregulation can also cause that as well, but those two are tied together. But those are like two of the biggest symptoms I would probably say that yeah. people can notice. And then as for like practical tips of how people can begin regulating the nervous system today, oh man, I have a specific approach of how I help my clients over my 4-tier program, which has 7 sections each, not all dedicated to nervous system regulation, but I have a very specific approach. But if I was going to give like one specific thing that I would recommend people do is to just slow down. So many people are living life like trying to go as fast as they possibly can.
Yeah, yeah.
And that definitely contributes to the nervous system dysregulation. And yeah. so one of the best things that I have seen for people to help regulate their nervous system is to just slow down. Right.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
one example that I have that is literally so random. A lot of people have these, what are they called? Water boilers. Are they just called water boilers? Is there another name for them?
Like the kettles?
Kettles, yes. I don't know. A lot of people have kettles where you can like pour really fast. But I have a kettle where you can like pour really slow. And someone was using it and they're like, your kettle is all like girly kettle. It's all like slow and stuff. And I was like, hey, it'll help you regulate your nervous system. Because you have to like sit there and pour for a while instead of just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so like, that's good. Just,
like, funny random example of how you can like slow down to regulate your nervous system, because like yeah. you don't have to pour that quickly even though your body thinks you do.
Yeah, no, that's a great example. I'm a chef by trade, right? So as you're using them, like, oh yeah, that makes total sense for me, because I'm always like, stop using like in my kitchen, I would not allow like microwave stuff. Like, we're not microwaving. You're going to cook that chicken. You're going to cook that this. You're going to cook that. We're not doing that, right? But it takes 10 minutes. Then it takes 10 minutes because the outcome is better, right?
Yeah.
So as you're talking about that, that's what I'm thinking about. Like, the outcome is better if we can pause. The outcome is better. And you're absolutely right. Like, as I'm listening to you, I'm like, oh my gosh, Nina, you need to regulate your system, because I have been on like run mode like I feel like the whole year. And then what happens to me, Rachel, is that I end up getting, I have Epstein-Barr, right? Okay. And so it doesn't come on all the time. It comes out every few years. But when it comes, it comes. Like, I will be in bed. I can't get up. I barely can move. Like, it's bad, right?
Yeah.
And so as you're explaining that, right, like that high, going, and your body crashes, I bet you 90% of the people listening right now are like, hell yes, I get that, you know, because that's real. So I want to talk now, because you mentioned it, I'd love to talk about your approach. I'd love to talk about like how you actually do it. So you say you have some pillars and some things that you do with people. Can you walk us through, you know, how someone who is listening right now and is like, well, I actually need that help, right? Because your approach is both holistic and science-backed, right?
Yeah.
So I'd love for you to share for us how you blend these perspectives that you have, these both perspectives, and how you work with your clients and strategize with them.
So as for like my program itself, again, something that's really important for me is uncovering the root cause of why my clients are feeling the way that they do. So the first thing that I go through with my clients is comprehensive analysis through, you know, different questionnaires and stuff like that, depending on what they specifically need. There'll be like a general questionnaire and then we'll go into more specific ones, because I like to take symptoms as well as data. So the second side of discovering the root cause is also getting functional labs for them, if necessary, which most of the time is necessary. And so I'm able to have, okay, these are their symptoms and these are the labs, because labs can lie too, which is why I also compare them to the symptoms, because they're not 100% accurate.
Right, right.
And then with those 2 points of data, I'm able to help my clients figure out what they need to work on to help them heal their body. Of course, nervous system dysregulation is a core pillar of my coaching, because no matter what their root cause is, like functionally, they need to regulate their nervous system, which is why the first about like 1 to 3 months of my coaching is completely dedicated to what I like to say, helping my clients enter their healing era. Something that I discovered is that if you're not in your healing era, if you're not out of living in the constant fight or flight, as I mentioned, I think earlier in this podcast, you won't be able to heal. And that was something that I experienced myself. That's something that I experienced with my clients as well. If they're not in their healing era, they won't be able to heal. And that's something that so many people are missing, because they go to these doctors, they give them a bunch of supplements, drugs, whatever, and they might like feel better because it's covering up the symptoms temporarily, but it doesn't actually heal the root cause, and it doesn't help them see sustainable, you know, results or changes in their health or their physique, right? And so yeah, something that's really important for me is helping my clients enter their healing era. So the first tier of my program, my program is actually named in levels of building a plant, or I guess growing a plant, not building a plant. And so the first one is watering the soil. So it's, or no, planting the seed, sorry. That's tier two. Planting the seed. And so planting the seed is all about helping my clients get back down to the foundations of their health. So we work on literally the super basic stuff. I help them optimize their sleep, helping them optimize their nutrition, teaching them how to fuel their body properly, teaching them what foods to eat. Because another thing that I really try to stay away from in my coaching is like fear mongering of food. While I teach my clients, this food is beneficial for you, this food, you know, you want to be more mindful of, try to eat 80% whole foods type of things, I try not to have my clients just focus on the food that they cannot have. Instead, I just make them eat a bunch of food that they should have, and then they don't even want the other food anyway.
Right,
right. Because they're too busy eating the healthy food, right?
Right.
So I've never had an issue with that, and I don't even have to tell them not to eat that stuff. But yeah, I focus on helping them eat the healthy food, make sure that they're getting the right macros, which is really important, making sure that they regulate their blood sugar, which is really important in reducing inflammation, improving insulin sensitivity, which is another really big thing in weight loss resistance as well. What else? And then also just overall lifestyle, like making sure that they have social time, making sure that they get outside, making sure that they get, you know, proper movement and stuff like that. And of course, I still help my clients get to the gym and lift, but that's only one part of the journey. So once we've built that foundation, my goal is to, well, I guess I also help them help. I also help teach them my nervous system regulation strategy. Where I help my clients build a tool belt, begin building a tool belt. They'll identify symptoms of stress, identify how to improve their mindset towards stress, how stress affects their body. And then I help give them a tool belt, like an introductory tool belt of how to begin regulating their nervous system. And then in tier two, that's kind of when we start to dig deeper into their health, where we'll focus on improving mitochondrial health, which will help them increase their energy. Tier two is, as I mentioned, it's called watering the soil. And then what else do I have in there? I think this one is a big focus on expanding their capacity for stress. I think I'm totally getting these confused because I don't have it completely memorized. What else?
Because you probably flow with them, right? As they come to you.
Yeah, that too. Like I have a program planned out. I have like the sections in the different tiers. I have 4 tiers in total, 7 sections in each, where we focus on helping them heal their body. Later on, we'll get into like gut health if they need it. We'll get into like thyroid. We'll get into sex hormone That's regulation, good. Different stuff like that. But again, not everyone needs that. So I have different things in my program, but I never have any client go through it in the same way. Cause I'm like, okay, you need this part. It's like, okay, I'm going to like bump you up to tier two for this section real quick. You know, so every client is different. So it's definitely nice though, having structure to help my clients. Because then they like know the path that they're going to be going, even if we do need to change it, depending on what they specifically need. And then I guess to kind of like wrap up what I'm talking about in my program specifically, another really important thing for me is to help my clients create lasting change. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't matter if you're able to see results, if it doesn't last.
It's just true. Right?
Yeah. It's true. And so in the final tier of my program, it's all about helping my clients create sustainable change and tailoring the health and fitness lifestyle to their specific lifestyle so that they're able to stick with it even through mm-hmm. busy times, even through crazy summers, even through the holidays. And so that's what tier four is really dedicated to.
I love
that. So that's kind of a gist of what I remember.
I love that though, because that's like a, you know, like what you do, right? It's a holistic approach. It's really taking that human as the human that they are. I love that you also have the component of helping them through the area of sustaining it. Because one of the things that, you know, I struggle with the most, especially right now, is that I'm struggling with the menopause thing and trying to lose the weight and all that kind of stuff, right? And then when you lose it, you'll lose it for a little while and then you bounce back up and you're like, damn. You know, like I lost all this weight and I'm back up. And so having those moments of, wait, let's now work on maintenance. Let's now work on lifestyle as opposed to just a program, right? Yeah. Because that's what happens to a lot of people, right? They'll read that book that tells them to do this four steps or whatever. And then when they finish the four steps, then what? Right? And that mm-hmm. happens a lot. This is why I think coaches are important. Right? Because if you have a good coach on your side who knows what they're talking about, has been in this like you forever, ever, right? Since you were in the womb, right? It helps because you understand the challenges and the angles of what people are going to go through. And I also love that. And you said something that I think most coaches need to take away for those of you who are listening. She said, well, yeah, I have my pillars and I have my lessons and everything already in there, but I'm going to approach you as an individual. And that's one of the things that I think, especially for somebody who is maybe aspiring to be a coach or just starting, is they get too caught up in the weeds. You know, like, oh, no, this is pillar one. We can only stay at pillar one when the person that you have might need pillar three, might need pillar two next, you know. So I love that you're doing that because that shows flexibility, right? And it shows expertise because you know that you don't have to just go through the module one A, you know.
Yeah.
Right. That's probably why you didn't know that you had to like put the seed in before you watered it. Cause you're like, wait, but I could do watering first and then put the seed in. And all of that is good. It's all good stuff. Right. I think the main takeaways that I'm taking away from this is as a high achiever, A, there's someone out there that can help you. And B, there is an approach for you. You don't have to stay stuck in this perpetual circle of, you know, not being healthy, of energy, 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 crash, energy, 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 crash. Cause that's me. That's my patterns. Right. And so I know that a lot of people who are listening are probably like, oh shit, she's telling the truth. I always do like so great. And then, you know, it's those people who say my body is spent. I can't anymore, you know? And I'm sure you hear a lot of that. I wanted to ask you before we start wrapping up of a client or somebody that you've worked with that has had like a case study, somebody who's had a transformation. We'd love to hear that.
Ooh, I have one that comes to mind because she has been doing really well all year and we're still working together. So I had this client come to me sometime last year. I can't remember exactly. She has hypothyroidism, menopause, and weight loss resistance. She had like terrible sleep, her whole life. She could not remember a period of time where she had good sleep. She obviously had no tools to manage her stress effectively. And so when she came to me, We started helping her increase her food intake. She was eating about like 1200 calories per day. So we got her macros, I believe, up to 2500 per day. And then we focused on helping her optimize her sleep, obviously optimize her lifestyle, helped her get more movement in. And of course, it was a struggle for her in the beginning, especially a struggle for her in the beginning, because, you know, we focused on implementing like only a couple things at a time. I'm that type of coach who isn't going to be like, all right, we're doing making all these changes at once, because, you know,
yeah, nothing.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And so I help my clients make small changes, but even those small changes can be difficult too. And another difficulty that she had was because she had hypothyroidism, she had a slower metabolism and a not as responsive metabolism. And so she did gain a little bit of weight through the reverse diet. And of course, a lot of coaches aren't probably going to say this online, but I say this because she stuck with it. Even though she was, you know, even though it was difficult for her, even though she was a little bit frustrated sometimes, I was like, you need to just get through it. You know, we're able to get to a point where your body is responsive and healthy enough to get into a deficit. So she stuck through it. And another reason that she was able to stick through it, was because she saw so much improvement in her lifestyle and in her energy. She was able to finally see improvements in her health for the first time in her sleep in the first time in her life, which was absolutely incredible. And so I was helping her focus on these other positive things that was happening in her life. She was getting stronger, feeling better, and she was able to get more steps in without feeling like it was super difficult for her. I remember about like, I don't know, 4 or 5 months in, she was like, I'm getting like 10K steps every day consistently, and it literally doesn't feel difficult at all. Like, it literally just feels like my lifestyle. And I was like, that's absolutely incredible. Not everyone has to get 10K steps. Okay. That was just her goal. But anyways, we got through the reverse, and she lost 20 pounds in the first 16-week deficit. And then after the deficit, of course, you don't want to go more than 16 weeks in a specific deficit or your metabolism is going to crash too much, which is also really important for people with hypothyroidism. Because also make hypothyroidism worse. So we transitioned from the fat loss phase into focusing on healing her body, specifically helping her heal her body to help her improve her thyroid health. And so I think it's been about 4 or 5 months after the end of that deficit so far. She has lost an additional 10 pounds without changing her macros literally at all. She has these tools in her tool belt to manage her stress. Her stress is always perfect. She feels amazing. Even with everything going on, her sleep is amazing. Her gut health is amazing because we focused on improving her gut health. What else? Oh, yeah. And her thyroid levels aren't perfect yet, but they are normal. Which is amazing.
That's awesome.
So that's definitely super exciting. And she's feeling amazing. She's feeling like the fitness, the health and fitness lifestyle. We're not even done. We haven't even gone through tier four. But she feels like the health and fitness lifestyle that we have been building is now her lifestyle. And she feels like even through like stressful times, busy times, she just gets things in. She just goes to the gym. She just eats her healthy foods. She just goes outside and gets walks in. And so I think in total, she's lost about 30 to 35 pounds. I can't quite remember exactly since we started working together, and she's feeling amazing. And so that's a client case study that I like to
talk
about.
Isn't that awesome?
I like to talk about the difficulties too, because everyone has difficulties, right? The difficulties are the same, but she was able to push through and literally be able to experience incredible health, even in menopause too, which is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, that is incredible. And it's incredible that you are probably speaking to such a large piece of the audience, right? Because so many people have almost all of those symptoms, right? Yeah. And you don't know how to fix it. And what I like is that you were there with her to help her stick through it, because most of us give up. Most of us give up and we go right back to our old habits. And then we're wondering why we're still feeling like crap. Right. So I know that there's probably people listening who like really want to know how to work with you. So let's talk about that. How does somebody contact you, reach you, you know, give us all your information for people to get in contact with you in case they should want to get themselves in a healthier place.
Definitely. So if you're looking to overcome weight loss resistance, increase your energy, heal your gut, regulate your hormones, by Healing the Root Cause to finally experience health. That is what I'm here for. And you can message me on my Instagram at Health by Rachel. My name is spelled R-A-C-H-A-E-L. I guess as you can see down here, I have to say it though, because my dad decided to spell it different than normal. You can also go to my website at www.rachels.fitness to check out or learn a little bit more about my programming. I have some free guides on there as well. Those are the main ways that people can contact me. If you want to do the simple email, it's hello@rachels.fitness.
Okay. And what if they just want to ask you some questions? Do you have a way of them getting like a clarity call or anything like that with them? Or
yeah, definitely. If you go to my website, I believe it's still on my website, you can book a discovery call with me, which will be like a 15-minute discovery call to chat about you, what you need, see if we're the right fit to work together, or just answer any questions that you might have.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being on here. And like, I'm glad you came, because that's just so insightful and so amazing, especially for people who are these high achievers and are not taking care of themselves. And you will crash. I'm sorry, but you will crash. Yeah. Right. And so you have got to get it right. You got to get it right. And that's the journey I'm on as well. Like just trying to live the latter part of my life better than I lived the first part of my life. Right. Always working, stressed out, not sleeping, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm trying to fix that, because I'm like, can I live my next, I don't know, day, because I'm not promised tomorrow, but my next day to the next 20, 30 years feeling better, being better. Right. Yeah. So thank you for sharing all that wisdom. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me on.
That's so fun. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me and Rachel. I'm going to link her information below. I want to make sure that you guys have all the access to her that you need. And also just think about what that means for your life to be transformed in this way. You don't have to keep living sick. You don't have to keep saying, oh, I got energy, but then crash. It's just not a really productive way to live. And I'm speaking from experience. So I want to make sure that you guys have complete access, because I want you to transform your life, your health, your well-being, your mindset, all of it.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, what are we doing if we're not going to live this life the best way we can, right? Yeah. So
your
I love you guys.
Everything.
It is. It actually is everything. Because once you start to get your health in order, your business gets in order, your leadership gets in order, your relationships gets in order. It's so true. So true.
Yeah.
So true. 100%. This is that holistic approach Rachel's talking about. I love you guys
You'll
so
make
much.
More money if you,
That's
if you
right.
improve
it's
your health.
True, isn't it? It's so true. Yeah. All right. I love you. I could talk to her forever, ever. So thank you guys for being here. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.